Brachos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Brachos Bavli, Daf Mem Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Aleph from the base, 5 lines up from the foot of the page, Gimel She'achlu. Gimel She'achlu Ka'achas, a Bikesh Echad Mehem Leilech Loi, the base Vav, Amri Yivach Brachos Shoina, V'yelech Loi. If 3 people ate together and one of them wanted to go away from the house of Vav, they said that the Mavarech makes the first Bracha, and then this person may go. Elivahi Brachos Shoina, what's considered the first Bracha? The Beis Rav Amuzu, Birchas HaZimun, Beis Rav explained it's the Birchas HaZimun, Zimun, but not the actual main body of the benching. Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rav Yirmiya, Zu Hazan Sakol, and Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya, said, no, it's referring to Hazan Sakol, which is the entire first bracha of the Birchas HaMazon. Rabbi Chalboi Bachanan B'Shem Rav, Zu Hazan Esakol, and we also have Rabbi Chalboi Bachanan, quoting Rav as saying that it refers to the entire first bracha Hazan Esakol. Hesiv Rav Sheshis v'Hamasnisa Pliga Shnayim Shloisha Chayovim v'Birchas Hamazon. I should say, Rav Sheshis asked a question from Rav Isa. Rav Isa says 2 or 3 are obligated in Birchas Hamazon, even if no one knows all of it. Each person says the bracha that he knows and is might see the other people. Ha'arba'a loy in Tema Birchas Zimun Rishona Nitnei Arba'a. So we can infer that it doesn't say 4. If you say that Birchas HaZimun is the first, it should teach 4, because everyone knows one bracha. Ashkechan Tani Arba. We actually have a brisa that was found to say 4. In Tema Zu Hazan Es HaKol Kasha. If you say that the first bracha is Hazan Es HaKol, this is difficult, because how can Birchas HaMazon be divided among 4? In Tema Zu HaTov HaMetiv, so we could say the fourth bracha refers to HaTov VaHaMetiv. Leisat Yochal Shnihi. The Amr of Huna, Mishnitnu, Haruge Beta, Lekvur, Nikvur, Hatov Ametiv, Hatov Shloi Nisachu, Vametiv, Shnitn Lekvur. And the Gemara rejects that. You cannot answer that way, because of Huna taught that after those who were killed in Beta, at the time of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, were able to be buried, Hatov Vametiv was established. Hatov, what Hashem is good, that the bodies did not decay, even though it was many years after they were killed, and Vametiv means that they were able to be buried. Since it's midrabanan, it would not be included with the brachos midaraisa. And Rav Chuna, Tipatek Rav Yishmael, answers in defense of the original suggestion of Rav Chuna. Rav Chuna says, we're talking the brisa is like Rav Yishmael. Rav Yishmael amah hatov hametiv dvar Torah, because Rav Yishmael says that the bracha of hatov hametiv actually is midaraisa, comes from the Torah itself. Dichsiv v'achalta v'zavalta v'achta zu bechas avzimun es Hashem alekecha zu hazan sakol ala aret zu bechas aret. Hatayva zu bechas bein Yerushalayim v'cheinu oime ha'atayva zev alavanoin ashe nosan lach ze hatayva meitiv. And we expound the pasuk in Dvarim Perches pasuk Yud v'achata v'zorata v'erachta, and you eat, you'll be satisfied, and you'll bless, as a hint to the Birchas HaZimun. Es Hashem alikecha, to Hashem your God, is referring to the Boch of Hazan Es HaKol. Ala Oretz, in the land, that's referring to Birchas HaOretz. Hatayva, the good, is referring to bein Yerushalayim, as it says in the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Gimel pasuk Chofei, this this great mountain and the Levanon, that again is referring to Yerushalayim, and the phrase Asher Nosan Lach that he gave you is referring to the bracha of Hatov VaMeitiv. Kosa Batoira bracha lefanea, ve'in Kosa Batoira bracha la'acharea. Makviv ba lefanea, kishim Hashem ekra havo goydel levikenu. It's written that one must bless before the Torah. A bracha after it is not written. What is written beforehand? Ki shem Hashem ekra, I will call out the name of Hashem, havu goydel elokeinu, ascribe greatness to our God. Ksiv v'mazoin bracha l'achrov, v'in ksiv l'fonov, ma ksiv l'achrov, v'achata v'zavata v'irachta. It's written that one must bless after food. A bracha beforehand is not written. What is written afterwards? And you shall eat, and you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless. Minayin litin esamu bazeh, bazeh, esamu bazeh, bazeh. What's the source to apply that which you said about this, that we bless before the Torah, to this, that we must bless also before food? And to apply that which you said about this, that we bless after food, to this means that we must also bless after the Torah. The first answer is Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, quoting Rav Yonasan, we learn from a Gzereshava of Shem, Shem, which means using the word, the name of Hashem. Just like Hashem is said regarding Torah, and we bless before it. So also Hashem said about food means what we bless before it. And just like Hashem's name is said regarding food that we bless after it, Hashem has also said about Torah that we need to bless after it. Ad kadon Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara asks, this is like Rabbi Akiva who learns from a Gezeir Shavah, even if it's free only on one side of the learning. According to Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, who said that if it's free only on one side, you cannot learn a Gezeir Shavah unless both words are available, how can we answer? Rabbi Yochan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, kavachayna. Ma'im mazin she'in ton bocha lefonav, ton bocha la'achav, Torah she tona bocha lefonea, einam din she'tei tona bocha la'achrea. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochan, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, said that we learn from a kavachayna. Food does not require a bracha before it, yet it requires a bracha after it. Torah, which requires a bracha before it, all the more so it requires a bracha after it. Ad kadoin Torah. Mazay ma. This answers up for Torah, but what is a source for food? Im Torah she'ina ta'una bracha l'achrea, ta'una bracha l'fanea, mazin she'ton bracha l'chavav, eina din she'ton bracha l'fanav. The Gemara gives the first answer is that Torah does not require a bracha after it, yet it requires a bracha before it. Food which requires a bracha after it, all the more so should require a bracha before it. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar, Hu, Ki Hu Yivorach HaZebach, Achal Kach Yerichlu HaKruim. A second answer is from Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nassan. They give it the answers, different answers to this means that Rabbi Yitzchak said, and he quotes the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, for he will bless the sacrifice and afterwards the invited guests will eat, meaning that they will not eat until Shmuel will make a bracha b'shoina. Rabbi Nassan Eimer, Vavatim es Hashem Likechem, Avoiches Lachmacha v'es Meimecha, Eimer Sehu Kori Lachmacha v'es Meimecha, Ad Shalei Achalt. The third answer again is from Rabbi Nassan who said, quoting the Pasuk in Shmois Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Hei, and you'll serve Hashem, your God, and He will bless your bread and your waters. When is it called your bread and your water? Before you ate it, that is when you bless. After you ate it, it's not your bread. Rabbi Eimer, Ma im b'shar she'ochal v'saver tzarech levarech, b'shar she'utayev, Le'echel l'koshekein. Rebbe gives a fourth answer, which is that if after one ate and he satiated, he must bless. At a time when he's hungry to eat, all the more so he should bless. Ad kadai mazon, Torah ma. The Gemara says, this answers for food. What's the source for Torah? I mean, since Rebbe holds the Kal V'chomer teaches that one must bless also before food, he can't learn the Kal V'chomer earlier from food to Torah. In mazon she'inol ela chai shah, ta'an bocha lefanav ula achrav, Torah shehi chai ad l'koshekein. And the Gemara answers that food which gives only temporary life, means in this world, requires a bracha before and after it. Torah, which gives eternal life, all the more so it requires a bracha before and after it. Rabbi Zeira boy, Elaine, Gimel, Kuyos, Ma'ad, Abedlein, B'shloisha she'ochlu ka'achat, B'shloisha she'ochlu ze b'fnei altmei, ze b'fnei altmei, ze b'fnei altmei. Rabbi Zeira asked, the three aliyos on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos during Mincha, how do you consider them? Are they like three who ate together, or like three who ate each person by himself? And since we learn Bechad Torah from Bechad Mazon, it should be similar. In Ta'avdinan, Keshloisha She'ochlu Ka'achas, Harishon Mevach Bocha Rishona V'Achoin Bocha Achoina, V'Emsoi En Mevach Malika. If you consider them like three who ate together, the first will bless beforehand, the last blesses at the end, but the middle one does not bless at all. In Ta'avdinan, Keshloisha She'ochlu Zebifnei Atzmai, V'Zebifnei Atzmai, V'Zebifnei Atzmai, Afilo He'emsoi Mevach Lefonav Ola Achov. If you consider them like three who ate, each person by himself, even the middle one blesses before and after. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Abdima, Lelamdo Birchas HaTorah Me Birchas Shetei HaMazon Ela L'Rabim. Rabbi Shmuel bar Abdima answered that we learned Birchas HaTorah from Birchas HaMazon only for Arabim. This shows that we consider them to be like three who ate together. Ve'im L'Rabim, which is Im Kain, Beinu L'Vein Atzmo Le'Yivorech. The question is, if we learn only for Arabim, if so, one who learns by himself should not bless. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari Achved Rabbi Yosi Asa'ur Kesha Kol Mitzvoseh Shel Torah Masha Kol Mitzvos Teunos Bracha Af Zu Teuna Bracha. And Abba Mari, the brother of Rabbi Yosi, answers, they made Talmud Torah like other Torah mitzvahs, just like other mitzvahs require bracha, at least Midrash Rabbanan. Also, this requires a bracha.